You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
We are talking about space today, in addition to all the other really important stories that we're following, including the updated and extraordinary death toll in Myanmar, and the what appears to be a look for the end game for the Hillary Clinton campaign in the wake of the two primary results on Tuesday. But I'm out at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena, California, which motivates our question today on The Takeaway, which is, you know, if you had a weekend in space, where would you go? Who would you take? We talked to some people who, after hours at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, who spend their time communicating with satellites, and over time, they develop, and you'll love this, Patrick, because I think this is, you know, kind of a possible grist for a Broadway play. They develop relationships with satellites.
Do you develop favorites? Like,
Saturn's always been my favorite planet, so Cassini's my favorite.
Cassini's your favorite.
Yeah.
How about you?
I actually worked on SOHO project for 8 years, so SOHO is my baby.
This is a solar mission.
And it's there now?
Yes.
What, do you have a favorite?
I like the Mars mission. A lot. I like the rovers, yeah.
Really? Because?
I like the imaging. I like what it's done. I like the just the creativeness of it, how they've lasted so long. You know, man, those rovers have lasted, expected, you know, a three-month mission is now gone 4 years.
Now, I'm thinking your favorite is Voyager.
I like Voyager. I like Voyager just because it's gone out so far, and it's just continuing to go places that no one has ever seen anything from. But I actually have to say the Mars missions are my favorite.
Mars
too.
Missions, yeah. Now, most of the world would probably agree with you on that one.
And Voyager is out there near Pluto. The Mars missions, of course, are on Mars. Cassini is at Saturn. And the SOHO that one of those workers referred to is orbiting around the sun. So we asked them who they would take into space. These guys are experts. And here's one answer.
How about you, if you were going for a weekend?
That is a good question. I think for the view, I guess I'll go with Saturn.
For the view?
Yeah, it's just a great view. I mean, just the rings, it's just an amazing planet. You know, because Mars is probably a typical answer. But, you know, we've seen so many images of Mars, plus all the various movies of Mars, you know, so it's kind of an orange, kind of a desert kind of planet. So I think I'd cruise around. I like Saturn.
Don't you love that? They're bored with images from Mars.
But what I love is here you have the folks who are spending a lot of their life looking at the galaxy, and he says to you, that's an interesting question about traveling if you were gone for a weekend. Isn't that something they thought of?
Oh, well, I think, you know, they're very focused on their missions, and you know, it takes a bit to get them out of the, you know, we're dealing with the feeds and we're communicating with the satellite bases and we're reprogramming for tomorrow. But once they kind of get permission to let their imaginations work, they do have great answers. For instance, we asked this one guy what he would do if he wanted to have sort of an athletic weekend in space. And his response was he'd want to go to the moon, I think I mentioned this before, and catch some air by doing some awesome extreme anti-gravity sports. What do you think, Patrick?
I'm just thinking here that Uranus is possibly the Jan Brady of the solar system. Uranus gets no love.
Oh, we're out. We're out. Out of time.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.